Well, we're going to be talking about Under Siege, not the Steven Seagal movie, fortunately. I think everyone will be glad to hear that, yeah, we're not that out of ideas that we're having to talk about Steven Seagal movies. But no, this is a much more interesting 1986 TV movie. It was written by three Washington Post reporters, one of which is Bob Woodward of Watergate fame. And this is, I mean, there's no point really recounting the plot. Basically, a bunch of terrorists are attacking America, and eventually they track them down and take them out. Mm. But there's a lot more going on along the way. But that is essentially what it's that sort of story. It's kind of a, I want to call it like a procedural, but it's not really a police procedural.
No.
There is the element of the FBI figuring stuff out along the way, and eventually they get there. But it's also like a political procedural as well, because there's a lot inside the White House. So it's not one sort of movie. I think it's kind of several different strands going on in this movie at once, which makes it quite interesting. But Pierce, I mean, what were your overall impressions of this? I mean, did you like it? What did you make of it?
Yeah, I did like it. You know, it's not Shakespeare, but it is, it's a very fascinating movie. It was, what struck me the most was how, I think a pretty brave movie for 1986. It's pretty graphic. You know, there's a lot of violence in the movie. They talk about some pretty, complex geopolitical ideas in the movie. There are some, I'm sure we'll get to later, some very overt references to secret CIA programs that I didn't even think that you could say that in a TV movie. You know, nowadays, back, you know, let alone back then. I really enjoyed it.